All right. You know, that's off the new...
You know,
awesome.
There's like this thumping around going on upstairs, and I actually went up there to investigate it. But when I got up there, they kind of spread out and said, "What's going on, Scott?"
Don't wait.
I'm back. As soon as I get back down here, though, I hear this boom.
You know, we are linked. We do have Tony Nese.
There's some death metal going on upstairs. Do you hear that?
Oh, I believe it.
I actually think it's my girlfriend doing this.
There's a mosh pit up there. Right?
Maybe we should move the studio upstairs or something. What's going on?
But
I think actually.
Really? Tony Nese are linked up at our website, www.ghostlytalk.com.
Absolutely.
And, oh, excellent. And tonandnese.com. T-O-N-E and.
NIVHE.com.
And your new EP, the singles, or what's going to come out on the double album.
I got one of those tonight.
Wow.
Thanks. You guys are totally awesome for coming out here and hanging out. Thank you very much. Thank you guys very much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
I don't know. I mean, you guys don't leave too soon on us, because I don't know. You might be coming back.
Yeah, you're
right
not leaving our.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna go pack up.
You're gonna pack up, but you're gonna hang on.
Sorry.
Well, you should talk a little.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know, because you Nish has a hoarse voice tonight.
Yeah, I noticed that. Hi, my name is Nish. How you doing?
I should have sang the Nirvana.
Yeah, that's true. Wow. Well, is that from like too much voice strain or time of year?
This weather shifts so much nowadays, it's hard to keep yourself up.
Well, Scott L. went through that, 2 weeks ago?
I got strep throat, then I went to the ER, actually. I don't know, I don't think I mentioned that to people. Well, you know what, let me tell you something.
I have a broken hand and I haven't gone, so... Well, I don't know if it's broke. I think it's
my father told me something very important a couple years ago. And this was before he had his heart problems, too. He said, he showed me that. I went to his work. When I was working on site over where he was at, I walked into his work and I'm like, you know, I'm going to kick everybody's head in. I hate everyone. I'm going to destroy everything on the planet. I'm going to level everybody. And he's like, Scott, let me show you something. So he walks me over to like this board. And there's a sign that says, "Don't take life so seriously. You'll never get out alive." I kind of put things into perspective, you know. But even at that, though, I got really bad strep throat. Like I couldn't even. It was so horrible. And that, coupled with the fact that I also had an inflamed esophagus too from acid reflux. Oh God! Oh, I'm so glad Amber isn't here right now. She'd kill me. Well, she's a liberal arts major, you know. I mean, those librarian type people—they'll tear you apart. Acid reflux. Keep Amber upstairs. I don't want acid why has it got to be something different? Why can't I say reflex? I mean, it is a reflex, isn't it?
Looked at mine. It's worked for you, huh?
No, absolutely not. And hey, guess what job I have? I'm a radio show host. I was having a big problem with reflux in my up in my stomach, and it actually burned my esophagus. So I had to go to the ER. I couldn't swallow food. I thought I was having a heart attack.
It hurt me not to swallow food for a while.
You thought you were having a heart attack.
Well, no, because the pain in my chest was so intense, I couldn't breathe. It was so bad, you know. I'm tired of talking about swallowing here. All right, no more. Hope you feel better.
I'm having trouble swallowing.
Hope you feel better. I'm sure you will too. No, you gotta stay right here. I gotta find this. You know what I'm gonna do? There's a picture of Nish. This site called, it's a site that starts with M and ends with an E or something like that.
And in the middle is iSpay.
Yeah, iSpay. Well, Tony and Nish have their little thing. We have them added on our thing and whatever. We're friends. Right? You want to be my friend, right? So we're friends. And I went to Nisha's page. Because Nisha has her own page. And I click on the pictures to see pictures of Nish, and there is...
Oh, my God. I think it must be
me. I wonder if the mics are picking this stuff up. But on this page, there's a wrestling match going on upstairs. There on this page is the cutest picture I've ever seen in my life. You know what I'm going to do tomorrow, I think? Well, this is maybe the gin talking. I'm going to get this picture because I have it on my computer. I'm going to put it up on the homepage because this is the cutest And you know me, Doug. I'm Mr. Metal Guy, Venom Slayer, Black Sabbath, all that stuff, right? There's our people over there. He's one of my friends. Where I feelings, no feelings. I need to be hard. I need to be strong. I am a metal warrior, right? And I see this picture of it's a picture of you. How old were you? Like 3 years old. And there's this little girl with these cute little cheeks, and she has a flower in front of her face. I almost weeped at the office when I saw this picture. All these feelings like innocence and youth. And
what?
What was your name?
Sunshine Movie.
it's a really, I've been meaning to see, I've been meaning to say this to you since I saw it. And it's the cutest picture I've ever seen in my entire life. I put it up on my blog, as a matter of fact. It's the most adorable thing I've ever seen in my life. No, wait, you know what? If you go to ghostlytalk.com and go to our photo album.
Yeah.
Go to the Ghostly Talk junk folder, like the stuff, like our crew stuff folder. It's in there. I forgot I put it in there. I totally
good
put
idea.
It in there. So you can go there and you'll see it. You can't miss this thing. You can't. It's the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. And that's coming from a true metal warrior who like listens to Celtic. Amber's not here. I'm gonna get in trouble again. Celtic Frost and like all these metal bands and stuff. It just like totally was warmed me over. So I mean, it was a beautiful picture.
You never know
it
with me now, 200 pounds later.
Oh,
we're all like that. So no,
yeah,
300 pounds.
Look at these hosts. We all have faces for radio. Trust me, that's what we're all about here.
You, however, do not. You should be an advertisement TV.
I have to keep going.
Baby, you're a hottie. You're absolutely good. She's like, I'm out of here. She's running.
She's running. I'm out of here.
Well, I'm having a ball. How about you, Doug?
This is absolutely terrific. I'm having
I'm really scared. I don't know what's going on upstairs. Why don't we take another break?
No, we got to talk to Keith first.
Oh, Keith, yeah.
Get out of there, Keith.
Get over here.
Get
over here.
Come on, get over here and grunt and say yes.
Well, no, here's the thing. This is Keith. Keith's like a regular now because he's
yeah.
His second appearance on the show in 2 weeks, right?
Did you nice?
Oh, my God. There he is.
Oh, and Pete just walked in the door. No wonder they had the
work here. Oh,
big boy.
You know, I think we need to interview Pete first. For those of you who don't know, well, I don't think there's any pictures of you on the website. I need to work on that. This is my best friend in the whole world. This is a guy I grew up with since we were like 12 years old. He's
very sexy,
by the way. I mean, yeah. I mean, would you agree, Sean?
I agree.
He's absolutely beautiful. This is Pete Karakopoulos. Where are you going, Keith? We're not done with you yet. I haven't even started yet. This guy thinks he's going to get out of here. Pete's here. Keith, how you doing? Keith doesn't get his draft here.
That's right. I'm sponsored by you.
Get his draft.
See how dumb I am. See, I look at that thing in my head. That's why I paused right there for a second. Because I saw this thing and it said, get his, and I think it says drought.
Is it dry, isn't it?
It's like, it's a really dry beer. I don't know if I hit this real quick. I haven't had anything in so long.
I can tell by that dark beer.
Absolutely wonderful. Keith is a good friend of the show also. Keith is our second Michigan field reporter.
Yes, did you knight him last week?
No, he was knighted before.
Number one, but don't step in number two.
Keith actually was our special co-host last week.
Yep.
For our talk with the wonderful people from Sight and Whips who were on. And Keith stepped up to the plate because you were on vacation, though.
Yep.
Will, you had family arrangements to take care of.
Right, right.
And I talked to Keith, and he's like, I'd love to come on your show and hang out. And Keith did a stellar job of hanging out and filling in for you guys.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I was a windbag last week.
Well, no, you did a great job. Now, you know, I've been hearing that. When you guys got here earlier, we were talking about this, and you're like, oh, I don't know, man. I'm like, no, it's not easy to walk. We've learned this, Doug. You know, the first day we sat down to do this show, I know that you felt the same way I did. We both were like, "What are we doing here?
Right?
We're gonna get ourselves lambasted by the whole world? What are we doing?
We're gonna put this up on the internet, and people are gonna email us and say, "You suck!
But it's been the opposite.
Poor Scott looks like Rocky running about trying to do everything.
Oh, it was a rough week last week. I was sweating. I was so sweating.
Are you going to renegotiate Will's contract so he gets more money?
No.
No? Okay. Sorry, Will.
I'm greedy.
Your contract's not getting renegotiated.
Yeah, you. Well, hey, what's a percent of nothing?
Oh, that's true. 5% more. Let's give him a 5% raise.
Will, you get a 5% raise.
Sweet.
Are you wearing something under your shirt other than armor?
Armor?
Hey, down
boy. Is it numb?
What's going on here?
Come on.
Watch that. We don't want to get kicked off the internet again. See, if you listen to our first anniversary show.
Left hand.
Yeah, Doug's got a broken hand. Doug broke his hand trying to save a bus full of nuns. Well, he actually saved a bus full of nuns.
I did. I saved the bus full of nuns, but he hurt his hand.
He hurt his hand.
Oh, yes.
Don, what's up, man?
Some puppies from a burning building.
Yeah,
my hand suffered.
He's doing okay. He's doing better now.
Yeah.
But Keith stepped up to the plate last week, did a great
job. Good job, Keith.
Thank you, Keith.
Vegas.
Thank you.
Woo!
I'm jealous of the Vegas.
Way to go, Vegas!
I won!
How'd you do it?
I won.
I didn't ask you how you did
I
Vegas.
I lost my top.
Someone's been drinking.
Is it Friday already?
I went to Vegas. I went down to the gambling floor because Bonnie needed to take a shower, and for some reason...
On the gambling floor?
She didn't want us to be there while she was taking
a shower. On the gambling floor. Yes, I did.
So I go down, and...
Jeez, I'm just dirty. I swear, I'm just so dirty, I'm going to bathe right here.
My brother takes off in one direction. Whoever else was with us? Who's with us? Beth took off in another direction.
Party right there.
And, and then, of course, I'm like, oh, good, I'm alone. So I go down to my favorite kind of machine is video poker.
Yeah.
Feed it in, and about, I don't know, 20 minutes later, they come and hand me $4,000.
What?
Nice.
What? What?
Congrats.
Yeah. So.
You made 4,000 bucks?
Yeah.
The Semic family is either cursed or they're blessed. Because these people do nothing but walk into a casino and make money. I'm not... Magnus, I'm telling you right now, dude, seriously, I work with this man on a weekly basis, actually a daily basis, and I have to hear stories of his parents every single day going to the casino and winning thousands of dollars while I'm scraping and fighting to pay the mortgage payment every month.
Well, my parents are definitely experts.
Your parents.
Yeah.
That's another thing we should throw out there to you. Your parents let us do this show.
Yes, they did.
For like, what, 3 years?
Like 2.5 years, yeah.
And I might add that they did it enthusiastically, too. They were there. So who are you talking to today, guys? And we're like, well, we're talking to some guy who thinks he has four heads. The guy thinks he has four heads. I don't know what's going on. It was actually Elmer, so...
Seriously, I hear more people win a video poker than anything else.
Well, I love the game, but see, then of course we fly home, right?
Yeah,
it's my brother's birthday then officially Monday because we flew in. It was Monday, 5:30 in the morning. Flew in. Get in the truck and I'm driving. I go, oh, it's your birthday today officially. Happy birthday, right? And he goes, why, thank you. And he goes, you know, I don't have anywhere to be until noon. And it's like 6 a.m. now. And I'm like, well, do you want to go to the casino? So we stopped at the casino on the way home from Vegas.
Because we hadn't gambled enough.
No, yeah. I,
right.
But see more money in your future.
They didn't call me.
I got 4 deuces for $1,000. A royal flush on the $5 slots for $25.
Nice.
I was only betting 2 coins. Otherwise, it would have been 20 grand.
See, and you guys wonder why we don't really care about making any money on this show.
And then
we got Doug. We got Doug and his money. We don't really. He's like a mafia. He's supporting like 15 families right now, dude. We don't care.
And then on this like slot machine called Crystal Sevens, I got Crystal Seven Bar.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, $1,870 or something.
That's it. I'm going to take you to the casino. I'm just going to give you money.
He's a rabbit sport, man. He's a rabbit sport.
Peace.
I'm very impressed. I hadn't heard about this either. I'm telling you, I hadn't heard anything about this. We've been so busy this weekend right for this show, I haven't talked about his trip he had last week. So. Well, here's the Doug and his $4,000. Yay!
Unfortunately, I have IRS slips to prove it, and so I got to pay taxes.
So they're going
to
suck you dry. Yeah. So you owe about $5 left from that.
Yeah. Once all the taxes are gone, I owe them only $500.
Yeah. No, you won. That's a lot to say.
I actually brought money home, which is unusual.
Keith, what's going on in your world? Do you gamble? Hey, how much gambling have you done, Keith?
I'm not a big gambler.
Neither am I.
Sticking in my pocket.
What did I tell you? We were talking earlier about tattoos, right?
Yep.
We were having this discussion about tattoos, and I'm like, they're like, people, for some reason, there's been a lot of tattoo talk today. Where's Sean at? Sean's next up on the plate here, by the way, too. Sean, I picked up Sean from the airport yesterday, right? And I had to run these errands. I had to go to the computer store, and I had to go see my mom and dad. And Sean was nice enough to come and see come and sit down and hang out with my family. Well, Sean's got pretty much sleeves on his arms now. He's all sleeved up. And we got into this conversation
earlier.
Did
you have tickets?
Oh, yeah. We get in there and we're talking, but you guys came down. And we were discussing tattoos. I was looking at your wife's tattoos and stuff like that.
Tattoos are evil.
What?
Everybody.
They're addictive.
They're very addictive. And that's what everybody keeps. I think I am the most likely person I found that people are like, so, hey, Scott, where's your ink at, man? And I'm like, dude, I don't have any.
Because everybody's got a ton of candy.
I know. I got a whole body to, like, cover.
I do the Lord.
I think you're too much of a cat to take it.
Here's the reason I say this, because there's two places.
Oh, those are slapping wets.
I heard that too. We're just going to keep rolling.
I'll do it with you.
Do what?
Get a tattoo.
What do you want to get a tattoo? I'm not going to get, like, freaking Mickey Mouse on my shoulder or something like that. That's what I'll have to get.
What?
I said, I'm going to get a tattoo. There's two places they stay away from. Casinos and tattoo parlors. Because I'm a creature of habit.
Absolutely.
Period.
But the thing of this way, a tattoo will last you forever.
But maybe I don't want it to last me forever. I'm going to get a tattoo of some, like...
Then I'll buy you a magic bracelet.
I mean, let's say I fall in love with Magnus over here or something like that, right? And, like, I get this huge tattoo of Magnus's face on my arm that says Magnus, right? Like, love always, true, like, all the way down my arm. What happens if we break up?
You covered it up.
With what?
Oh, high five.
I've got to cover it.
Well, and then I'll fall in love with Keith, so I'll cover it up with Keith, and I'll put a goatee on. Yeah, you know what? I'll just put a... You have, like, a... You don't have the mustache.
I don't have a mustache.
I'll just put a... Wait, you don't have a mustache either. Damn it, we got a problem here.
I used to have
it. You guys have the same...
Oh, you guys do paint hair around us.
No, because Magnus has a red beard. What the hell is my point here? What am I doing?
I don't know, but thank you for filling in.
Keith, you are the man, dude. You've been a great friend of the show for a very long time. Keith, I've known Keith. God, we've known each other pushing 10 years.
Last week because I was so quiet. But
shut up!
That's why I'm quiet sometimes.
No, Keith, you actually have been a friend of mine for a number of years. I've known Keith for a very long time. And it's so funny because we're so much alike.
Yes.
We have so... I mean, he's a bass player.
Yeah.
I'm a bass player.
Yeah.
That's what keeps us from making music together.
Well, we kill each other. Well, no, we kill each other.
Double bass.
We're like, hey, dude, let's start the ultimate low-end band. Oh, we're going to rock the world.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have, like, three bass guitars up there slamming, just destroying. And, like, 2 weeks into it, we'll be like, I hate you. And you'll be, no, it's creative differences. That's all it is. It's creative differences. Why don't we take a quick break? I need to get up there and see what's going on.
Thank you, Keith. And I've been jealous of you because he's been like, oh, yeah, you got to meet Keith.
Keith's the man.
Keith, can you come over, man? Oh, okay.
It's a place.
We went out once.
You
it was a while ago.
Oh, I know. I remember. But you've been ghost hunting, I think, more in the past 6 months than I have.
We're talking about doing it tonight.
All right.
Tomorrow.
Here.
As long as we're still conscious.
We're going tomorrow night, too.
I can't do it tomorrow night. The Sopranos are coming out tomorrow night.
it's
the sixth season of The Sopranos. What are you trying to do to me, man? I got to watch The Sopranos.
Let's do a break.
Let's take a quick break.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Hold on, man. Well,
that's about $40 missing beer right there.
Let's take a quick break.
We have a photo op going on, and we'll be back with
I'm trying my middle finger in every single picture tonight. That's what I'm going to
pick them specifically for you guys. We hope you enjoy them.
Yeah, man.
The antics of Ghost of Talk. Enjoy.
This is Ghost of Talk. Hey, we'll be right back.
This is really good. I love an alpaca.
An alpaca?
Well, that went out like a train wreck, didn't it? Boy, that was ugly.
That was.
You know, this is so and so, whoever. This is Krusty the Clown. and you're listening to Ghostly Talk. You know what I'm saying? One, two, three.
Tell you what, this is Hank Hill here at Ghostly Talk. You ought to listen, buddy. Take what?
Great.
I love it. That was awesome.
Hit the gong.
There's a gong?
Yeah, we got a gong here now. Go ahead and hit the gong.
Oh, it's this one?
Yeah.
Gong.
Okay. He decided he wanted to be part of the elite ninja death-like squad.
Right.
Which we call the Ghostly Talk Ninja Death-like Squad.
One, two, three.
Hey there, mister. This is Bo Winkle. Just wanted to tell you that you're all missing out if you're not listening to Ghostly Talk. Hey, tell you what.
I have a new website coming online. It's www.n-i-p-s.com. Well, my daughter did the same thing.
One, two, three.
I'll be back right after these messages. Now keep listening to Ghostly Talk, or I'll send you to the chopper right back where you came from, dude.
I love it. It's so perfect, dude.
Oh, my God.
I'll ask questions later. I want to keep going. This is hilarious.
Oh,
poor bird thing. Mm-hmm. It wasn't really a bird. It was more of a reptile.
Yeah.
Started out as a pterodactyl.
Mm-hmm.
Then it became a pteranodon.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a petrosaur.
Okay.
And I'm Tim.
One, two, three.
I come to you today not as your president, but as a listener of Ghostly Talk, and I'm telling you right now, if you're not listening, you're just wasting your life away.
That is awesome, dude.
Yes, we know who you were with. And
okay, that's weird.
What was that?
That shouldn't have happened.
Don't push anything. Leave it alone.
I pressed that button before and it didn't do that. You're always doing the really crusty laugh, all that stuff.
Oh, we can get a cut of crusty laughing. And then we can play it, like, after jokes instead of the ba-dum-ping.
Oh, yeah, well, we just get your crusty laugh. That'll be kind of cool. We can use that. I'll
practice here for a second.
Okay.
I like doing the practicing, yeah.
All right, we'll count to three. Are you ready? Are you cool?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, one, two, three.
You're a big dog.
I can't do this anymore.
Good evening and welcome. I am here to suck your blood.
Thank heaven that's all.
This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott. This is Ghostly Talk. As you can see, this is our logo, and this is the format of the show.
Scott actually had the best PR push for the class.
What was that?
Everyone that came up to you and said, oh, we're coming to see you guys. We're coming to see you guys. Yeah, we're going to suck.
What the hell's a petrosaur?
It's a dinosaur that you can have as a pet.
I don't care how you do it, I just wanna see you move it.
Ronnie's basement, and we're doing the we're celebrating Ghostly Talk's 4-year anniversary. That's right, everybody. 4 years of Smash Mouth paranormal talk that nobody out there will touch but Ghostly Talk. That's why I'm here. This is Sean Burris, and I'm the star of the hit series on Sci-Fi Channel, Proof Positive. That's right, The Hunt for the Great Lady of the Willard Library. And I'm joined by my friends here.
Yo, I'm Big E to the L to the M to the E to the R, yo.
And I'm Magnus Apollo, a.k.a. John from Rochester, New York.
And I am Bonnie,
KingOfRochester.com.
Hey, you need to stop. I am Bonnie, the support hoe with the mostest.
We have taken over the Ghostly Talk podcast.
We have officially taken over the reins. We'll probably be executed immediately as soon as Doug gets out of the toilet. That's right, folks. I said toilet.
We won't
anyway,
be executed.
We'll just sit around here. There's a lot of beer flowing. And there's a lot of...
Next wave deal.
But, you know, I just want to take a minute.
Hi, Doug.
I just want to take a minute to thank Scott L., Doug, and Will for putting on such a great paranormal talk show. They pulled me in about 2 years ago.
Hey, what about the support hoe in the party?
And the support hoe rules.
Support hoe rules, that's right. Gotcha. But these guys are great, and they do this. They don't get paid like the rest of us ghost hunters out there. And we don't do this for personal gain, but we do this for the spread knowledge of the paranormal community.
Tell us a ghost story!
Yeah, that's right.
So, actually, we're going to breach a real topic. We're going to talk about paranormal.
Take it away, man.
Yeah, so...
Magnus, it's all you. Let's
not me. I don't know. I think, you know... Hey, he had a really good idea for what I do. You should describe your idea, and we'll both run.
Well, you know, we got like a half hour, I think, until we close this up. And I hate to close it up because we're all going to be partying until the sun comes up, I'm sure. Here in beautiful Michigan.
Wyandotte, Michigan, where the roads are designed by drunk rhesus monkeys.
Hey!
It's pretty bad.
And of course, I'm from Indiana, so I'm scared. And I'm here in Michigan, but everything's going fine, and we're doing the show. We thought we'd touch bases on something that a lot of people are scared to touch, and that's EVP versus Ouija boards. Now, I've wrote articles, and I've sent them to Ghost Magazine, and I've sent a couple out to some other big honchos in the paranormal community, and nobody seems to want to touch this.
I agree with you on the topic. It's a weird thing.
Nobody wants to touch this, but I got to say, out of the survey done... By me, Sean Burris.
At this table, you mean? Right?
Out of 10 homes that I did investigations on. Granted, I'm not saying play with Ouija boards. I'm not saying going out tonight to Walmart and buy your official demon board, whatever you want to call it.
What most people need to realize is about Ouija boards is you got to be careful with it, you know?
It's not a toy. It's sold as a toy. Parker Brothers sells it as, you know, an entertainment toy, but it is... I don't think it is. I mean, it's really something bigger than that. I mean, it's a pretty box, but that's...
I think it is, too. And like I said, out of 10 homes that I did investigations on, I found that 8 out of those 10 homes had increased levels of EVP. I captured more EVP while the use of Ouija board was happening while tape was running.
Now, during the Ouija, as the Ouija board is being played with, you have EVP. Did you test it afterwards? Is there more EVP... From that point on in the house, have you noticed any increase? You have? Oh, you noticed a lot of stuff. Oh, sorry. Back to the deck.
Hold on. No, I think she needs to get closer so we can hear her closer. Yes, I've tested EVP against Ouija boards.
I put the microphone into her, you know,
that was pretty
cleavage
hot.
Here.
He put that so, right into her cleavage.
I know, I put it right into her cleavage. I'm envious of a microphone now.
And I just got to see her cleavage.
I looked away.
That's great, but like I said, we wanted to touch this topic because I know everybody's crazy. I know everybody's crazy about the Ouija boards, and they think you're going to be demon-possessed by using them. And I'm, like I said, once again, I'm not encouraging ghost hunters to use them as a means of scientific evidence of finding paranormal evidence. But they can assist. They can assist us in finding evidence of the paranormal.
When used correctly. It's a tool. Think of it as a tool.
It is a tool. And you can, for all you big gunners out there, you can write 1,000 books, and you can say what you will, but the paranormal is the unknown, and we... Unknown means we don't know everything there is to know about.
By definition,
it's
exactly
so simple. When you open up a Ouija board, you and the people who are part of the Ouija board allow yourselves to be opened up to the possibility of someone talking through the Ouija board.
Introduce yourself, by the way, too.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Foster. I'm with Grimstone Incorporated.
There you go. So now they know. So that woman's voice.
Woman voice. It's me.
Once again, this is Sean from Indiana.
Hi, I'm from Michigan. Tiffany.
What has been drinking? I'm Magnus Apollo, John from Rochester, New York, kingofrochester.com.
And is it my turn?
We have the official Ghostly Talk reporter of the year with us, Havoc.
Yeah. Apparently it's not my turn.
Okay, now it's Bonnie's turn.
Is it my turn now?
Yes, sorry, you missed your chance. Now
can I be the support ho with
you
the mostest?
You are support ho forever.
Someone's been drinking, just so you know. Someone's been
have
drinking.
Have I thrown a good party?
So, do you have any good stories dealing with Ouija board yourself, besides...
You know, a lot of the paranormal groups out there, I'm currently not with the group right now, but...
Oh, honey, you are with Ghostly Talk.
That's right, I'm with Ghostly Talk.
Yeah,
a
and
lot
also
of
with me, too, so don't feel bad.
Feel
bad if you're with Elmer.
Of a Ouija board. And I understand that from the fact that you can't use it as a real scientific means to find evidence of anything because it could be just a game.
Yeah. Well, you don't understand exactly what... We get to understand what the what humans are capable of doing, be it ourselves. Are we controlling ourselves? We don't understand what our own brain is capable of at first. So you kind of think about it. It's funny, back 500 years ago, we laugh at them for thinking that certain... scientific methods were considered ghosts or spirits or witch doing this. And it's kind of funny to think about, but we're still on the same ideas. We're still blaming a Ouija board saying, well, maybe it's a ghost talking. For all we know, you still could be with the, it still could be something that humans are doing themselves. So,
absolutely, Magnus.
Yeah, so you can't exactly say that this is a ghost or anything else. You must take everything with a grain of salt, but use it as a tool for itself. Take it and put it into your repertoire of ghost hunting. Don't rely on it totally, and don't take it at face value. Always open mind, take different studies, everything else, and keep working with it that way.
Like I said, when we close doors, I've said this all along, when we shut down doors before we give it a chance to try it in the field, just because of our personal beliefs, we're kicking ourselves in the behind. I mean, it's a lost cause.
No, you
say,
pretty much have to be open to everything.
That's right.
Yeah, at this point,
the problem with being open to everything is a simple fact is that you're open to everything.
If you are closed-minded about any aspect of it, you're pretty much, you're shutting yourself out of so much that you could gain.
But I think that you really have to make sure. I mean, to be open minded in this field is great, but to be overly open minded is something else. If it's not being beneficial if you totally fall for everything. It's like that noise over there is a ghost or something.
I'm not saying.
I understand that. I just want to, like, for anyone listening, just to kind of.
I'm not saying. Oh my God! Did you hear that? That's a ghost. But.
I mean, that was just Elmer drinking.
Right. But for every aspect of it, there are many different ways to research the paranormal.
Yeah.
And to be closed-minded to any aspect of it is closing yourself out from things that you could gain to further your research.
Now here's an interesting thing. Is seeing believing or is believing seeing? Can you? Is one of those things you have to?
You know, I think Scotty. I want to give a shout out to Marcus Leader. Marcus, if you're listening, I think what you're doing is great. And in today's society, for us ghost hunters, it's not a question if ghosts exist. Everywhere you run into, what have you seen? If ghosts really exist? For us ghost hunters, that's not a question. Mm-hmm. The question is, yes, they do exist. That's the answer. The next step is, how do we improve communication with these beings?
Well,
and what type of beings are these? Are these residual? Are these...
Myself.
Being
a clairvoyant,
you can absolutely communicate with spirits through Ouija board. But the problem is, when you open up a Ouija board, you can then talk to whoever comes through. It opens up a doorway for things that are not exactly or always what it is we want to communicate with. That's the problem. That's why people should not play with Ouija boards.
Well, see, that's a good point.
I come from a background that that's what we played with. That's how I started. I've worked with amateur paranormal research companies, which Yeah, that would be me. Right? And we played with Ouija boards. We've made all sorts of Ouija boards. We don't play with the ones that we brought from Bradley.
What's Elmer's thing? Oh, go ahead.
What's Elmer? You got jump in there too, Elmer. You have something to say. I mean, you've been so quiet here. You got a lot of ideas. I like your ideas.
Well, the thing is about with me, you know, being a clairvoyant. The thing is, you got to be open minded, but at the same time, you got to close yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't close yourself off, you're opening yourself up to possibilities that will just damage you in a way that I've seen it done before to people, you know. And the thing is, you got to be closed minded to a degree, but the thing is, you got to open yourself up to a degree that you understand what's going on, and yep. It's in your realm.
Yeah, classify a lot of things as ghosts, but what really are ghosts? I mean, we classify a lot of unknown things as ghosts. Could there actually be demons? Could there be, you know, spirits? Like, could be the, you know, a lot of people say the Earth's alive. Maybe Earth energy offers some of this apparitions spirit to see. So you can't open yourself all the, you know, totally all without worrying about it.
The bottom line, gentlemen, I mean, this is just my opinion.
Go ahead. I mean, your show, you can say the opinion you want.
No, I mean, it's nothing, really. In the long run, I mean, it's nothing. You guys are talking about a lot of different ideas. You're throwing a lot of opinions out there, and that's totally cool. That's the bottom line right there, is that you need ideas, okay? I don't think, honestly, and I can say this after 4 solid years of paranormal research, if we'll ever in our lifetimes,
yeah.
In our lifetimes, really come across, you know, the black and white of what we're doing.
Well, I don't think almost never will. I mean, I can't picture it. There's always going to be a question in someone's mind behind. Even with that photo you had on here, the one... who took that photo of the ghost coming around the
Missouri, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The guys from Missouri.
That Missouri one, that ghost, it's like, you know, a lot of people, that's the proof right there. We now have proof saying that's a ghost. When you look at, like, the Patterson footage of Bigfoot, people say that was Bigfoot. We're still, that's 60, whatever it was, people are still saying 50 years later, 40 years later, oh, that's fake. It's fake.
There's always going to be people that question.
Some people think we're kind of fighting a lost cause because no one's ever going to believe it, but it's a tour of self.
That's the thing. Yeah. Right there, you know. People talk about the search for the Holy Grail.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people talk about the search for the Holy Grail, right? And I've learned, and a lot of people have verified this for me, that it isn't always about finding this, I shouldn't say imaginary, but
yeah,
nobody's ever seen the thing, right?
Yeah.
Real. We have no verifiable evidence that there's a Holy Grail, for example.
Yeah, just anecdotal.
But there's people out there looking for it. There's people out there devising theories of where it may be, how it may have came apart, or came a pass, right? It isn't always about finding the Holy Grail. It's about the adventure that's involved with it.
That's what, there was a man, it's an interesting side thing. There was a guy who had found, he was a cryptozoologist looking for an animal. He wasn't too, like, bizarre cryptozoology. He was, like, looking for a type of cat, like, let's say snow leopard. I forget the exact one it was. And he found it, and what it was. And they interviewed him, and he said, they asked him, so is this your best moment in your life? He's like, no, this is the worst moment in my life. I found what I've been looking for. I've been spending 15 years on the search for this thing, and now I'm done. I spent my life into it. So, you know, he realized the search for number one was his number one.
Have you ever seen the movie The Princess Bride?
Yes.
It's a funny movie, right?
Yes.
Hilarious film. My name is...
You killed my father, prepare to die.
Prepare to die.
Yeah,
okay. The one thing he says, and I think this really sums up a lot of what we're talking about here, is that after the man that he'd been looking for all those years was killed, he's like, well, I've been in the revenge business for so long, what do I do with the rest of my life?
Exactly. You can't put everything
right?
to yourself.
Follow what I'm saying? A lot of people here, a lot of people sitting here have dedicated their lives to what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
That is what it's all about.
So
it isn't about making money.
Mm-hmm.
That's number one on my book.
Yeah, I'm not making any money at this thing. I don't know if you guys are either.
You can see that.
You jump back out.
Well, you know, I just wanted to say something in response to BB. She was talking about using caution with Ouija boards, and I totally agree with that because when you do use a Ouija board, you're communicating.
That's not BB, that'll be Tiffany.
Okay,
yeah, Tiffany, by the way. Yeah,
Tiffany,
sorry about that.
BB. Her shirt says BB, so right now I'm distracted by that. But
the sparkly sequin down the chest. Yeah.
Thank you.
We're honest, aren't we?
But the thing is. Is that in this paranormal community, guys, if you start up a recorder in the middle of a cemetery, you're talking about millions of deceased people over the years. You're dealing with axe murderers. You're dealing with rapists. You're dealing with the mailman, the local school teacher, okay? Not just preachers and gospel minister ghosts that you're dealing with, but you're going to get, if you are a ghost hunter, folks, bottom line is be prepared for everything, but expect nothing. Because this can be the most boringest hobby ever, or it can be the most exciting.
You have to be fine with yourself, be able to sit there and do nothing for a lot of time. I filled up a lot of hours by sitting there hoping for something to happen.
Some people like to ride motorcycles fast. I like to fall out of airplanes fast. And some people like to get the scared out of them.
And then you look at Elmer naked. That's what does that for me.
Come on now. I just threw up in my mouth.
And I've been criticized by everybody but Ghostly Talk for saying this. If I have to paint my body blue naked and run through a cemetery to make a ghost appear, then that's what I'm going to do.
Get into that later. He's been drinking a lot, so that may happen later.
That's what I'm going
to
do.
I'd like to do, what else happened with the EVPs? I mean, like EVPs.
Well, the thing with the EVPs, like I was telling you, on the when I tried the controlled experiment, I picked up more EVP. It was more clear. The voices were more in tune. You could understand what they were saying.
After what?
After the use of Ouija board.
Right, because
opens
up a doorway.
I can actually agree with you.
Okay, and that's what I'm...
And that is why every single time you open a Ouija board, you can reach your hand up like this and you feel cold. Because you have opened up a doorway. Because you have invited the fact for someone...
Or something,
you're right, to talk to you.
We should not...
enter into a Ouija board lightly, plain and simple.
I can agree with the story. My brother...
Your brother and I personally have run a Ouija board to where after the Ouija board was shut down...
Okay, actually, I have a quick story. My brother actually had to burn a Ouija board. So tell this very quick story. Used a Ouija board in a house. We have a friend that has a house very haunted. I swear it's the creepiest house.
Yeah.
Did the Ouija board as a joke, everything else. They had four people on the Ouija board, and they started asking different questions, and of course the thing came up random stuff. But they started asking, it said death, the first thing. They're like, oh, okay, whatever. Started listing off people's name. It listed off the first people. Of course, my brother was number one because everything hates my brother. And the next thing was it named a person named Dale in there. And the funny thing was, we have a friend of ours, his first name's Dale, no one knew about it. I've known him for 15 years, never knew it. Kind of weird, creepy. From that point on, weird things started happening at my parents' house when I was living with my brother in my parents' house. Very weird, very creepy, things were moving. The man's 300 pounds, big, huge, redneck. We sleep with a nightlight on. That's how scary it was.
Just don't hold anything back, bro.
I'm not. He'll tell you he's redneck too. But it was scary and enough that made me believe that something is there. And of course, he burned the Ouija board, which was mine, of course. He burned that, never paid me back for it. But he actually, the only way,
bastard.
He tried to do everything he could to get rid of it, get rid of whatever was falling around. And he burnt it and actually stopped. So there was something there, and it was, you know, don't play nicely with it. It's not good. And I'll get back on. Let Doug jump on back here again. Sorry for rambling on.
Who are these guys that took over our show, Doug?
You know what?
What's going on here? Okay, here's the thing. We took a break, right? We went into our break.
There supposed to be somebody come get us after the break.
Well, yeah, and like I come down here after a few minutes because I passed
the door.
And like there's these four other people on the microphone.
I'm like, who took over the
and
show?
These are all
you
four.
You lose.
Well, these are the thing is, these are all four they're three pretty big guys, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
one
I
pretty tough chick.
No.
So I'm like, hey Doug, we better put the sails down on this little battle right here. I don't want any of this, right? So, but we know what, we managed to get our attorneys involved. Right,
right, and they got their injunction,
and they got them a cease and desist on our show, so we were able to get back out here and try to finish this thing off or whatever it
we
was.
We only got like six more minutes.
It was an epic thing. But the support hoe is
still
here.
The support hoe is still here.
It was an epic battle. It was
how do you tie something up like this? I mean, 4 years we're talking. All right,
4 years of Ghost.
Congratulations on 4 years.
Thank you.
Doug, Bonnie wants to say something.
I want to say something serious. This isn't all serious.
Yeah.
I would not have experienced as many things or have opened myself up to as many things had I not met you guys. And I thank you so much for being a part of my life.
I'm speechless.
I am too. Bonnie... Bonnie, we absolutely love you.
Bonnie gets all respect from us. She's been here for.
I knew about you guys from my brother.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And before I met you with the family, because he's heard you on the air.
Oh, my
God. Oh, really? That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
in Denver. I believe that.
No.
Well, you know,
that's amazing.
Thank you. I'm really happy the show went the way it went tonight because we got to talk a lot about what happened over the last 4 years of this story. This thing we call Ghostly Talk. You know, a lot of people know the story of how this thing came to pass, and it was a very cold night out in front of some crappy karaoke bar.
It was gonna be a cold night.
Right. It was a cold.
It was a cold night, and this man sitting across the table from me came to me and said, "Hey, man, I'm thinking about doing a show on the paranormal and stuff like that. You know, me and you seem to hit it off pretty well. Let's talk, right? Let's try this thing." And, like, we're sitting here now, right? And I got two guys grabbing my butt. I'm trying to do this, like, you know, I mean, I'm trying. Where is Niche when you need her? I need the violin music behind me. Right? I'm trying to do this heartfelt thing, and I got two grown men. I know, Havoc's pretty mouth is the only thing I dream about at night. But that's the bottom line, you know. I mean, I said earlier when we had Keith on and everybody that I wake up every morning, you know, to go to work or whatever it is I do during my day, and I think about what I've done with myself. That's my thing, Doug. You know, Doug and Will, you guys both know how I operate. I'm always self-checking, always looking at myself, and what do I do? How am I doing here? You know, which I shouldn't. I should just go with it, right? But regardless of that, I still do it, and I'm always speechless every morning when I wake up, because I'm like, wow, man, I've really done some pretty neat stuff. I've had some really cool experiences, and that's what it really sums up for me. I mean, these 3 hours we've done tonight, it really sums up the fact that Sean's an ant. myself. Look at this guy over here moaning, doing the old face. A lot of it comes down to that, though. Bottom line.
Sentiment, though, is obviously heartfelt, and I feel a lot of the same way. It's because of, though, and I used to say, and it's in the archives. You can listen in the archives. I do the show even if there were no listeners. Well, that's not true anymore. And
no, it is. This show is
Smash Mouth Paranormal. That's what this show is, and that's why this party happened the way it did, and why it's going to continue.
And this, and I have to say,
Stovepipe.
I want to say, this is the best party we've had in the last, as far as our anniversary shows go. We've had some wonderful people come on here and talk to us tonight. We've had a lot of great times talking the last 3 hours about whatever. You know, you guys got to listen. I don't think we got to play all of our blooper reels.
No, we'll have to put all four up.
We'll put them all up for people
to
download.
Them all up is the download. They won't be on the podcast.
Tiffany has something to say here.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Cool.
Thank you.
This four-year anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You know what? You are a gentleman.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tiffany.
Five. Ooh. What are we going to do for five?
Oh, that's going to be a hall party or something. I don't know.
We're going to have it in a hall, I know. You guys, what's the time?
2 minutes.
Why don't we see this out the way we should? What, John, what's up? John Statler, a friend of ours who didn't get to come on the air, I apologize. John Statler is another dear friend of the show.
Yes, he is.
What's going on, John? You got something to say?
Go ahead. I want all the listeners out there basically is to hold glass up. It doesn't have to be alcohol or anything like that. And for the three gentlemen that have opened up the world's eyes in the paranormal community, the gentlemen that have had a show for 4 years independent, something that a lot of people...
And the support hoe.
But the fact that they have been able to be independent, they have not sold out, the fact that they have opened everybody's eyes, I salute them. Not for 4 years, but for many more afterwards. Gentlemen, congratulations.
This jerk off nearly has me in tears right now. I can't stand this stuff, man. You're going to make me cry, man.
But it also goes the other way. You guys...
People that have stuck by us since day one.
We applaud you guys because without you guys as friends to share your stories and compelling evidence and adventures and hours of listening to Static and hours and hours and hours of listening to Ghostly Talk. Thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate all of you as well.
We love you, Doug.
Thank you.
Guys, this is it. We're done. We're going to be hanging out the rest of the night with all of our friends here at this party. We're done. We're out of here, man. 4 years. 4 years. 4 years, you touched that. You ain't touching that.
4 more years.
You ain't touching that. You ain't touching it.
And it's all free. Nobody's touching 4 years. Open content. Visit www.ghostlytalk.com. And to all you listeners out there on the podcast, all of you listeners on the radio waves, all of you listeners on the live streams at Omnisound Radio 1.
Yep. Buddies.
You guys, thank you. We love you. We'll see you again, not tomorrow.
No. But you're going to hear a replay of this monstrosity of a show we've
done. Whatever this was. But next week and
we're back
next
full force.
Back
full
on
force,
Sundays man. At 6 p.m.
Thank you guys. We can't thank people enough out there. I really can't of how great people have been to us. How
well. Mass Mouth Paranoia.
Thanks everybody. We'll see you in a week.
Get the hell out of here. We're out of here. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott Allen.
I'm Doug.
I will.
Peace.
I need to go someplace where a man can think.
Listen too loudly. Become the media.